Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, where we get together weekly and talk about things that we like to talk about, such as nerd and dumps.
Yep.
Not so much on the dumps.
This is the best poop culture-related podcast there is.
Yep. My name's Cody. With me here, I've got Cameron.
Hi.
And I've got Steve Honey.
Hello.
And I've got Scissors. That made an interesting sound.
Yeah, it did.
Thing on the vibrator thing.
Yep. The vibrator.
Yeah, I don't know.
The scissors have better audio than we do. That's
yep.
Interesting.
And as promised, today we're going to be talking about Thor Ragnarok, the most recent, at the time of recording, Marvel movie to come out into theaters locally.
Yeah.
And also in the just U.S. in general, and the world.
Basically. Most likely.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, other than those like random bootlegged things that are, you know, shouldn't be watched by people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't even know.
I think those people.
We really are terrible. Thank you for listening to us. Yeah. We apologize for not having a better show for you to listen to.
I apologize for nothing.
Nope.
I'm shaking hands.
I'm playing with a bag of eyeballs.
Anyway, today we're going to be talking about Thor Ragnarok, so if you have not seen the movie and do not want spoilers, you should probably stop this podcast and go see the movie, and then come back and listen to the podcast, because we will be producing spoilers?
We will be spoiling aspects of the movie.
Dumping spoilers all over you.
Ruining the movie. That's our goal. We're going to ruin the movie for you.
So, if you haven't seen it, go watch it now. If you don't care, you can stick around. But if you don't care, you really shouldn't even be listening to this episode.
No, you should listen to us at all times. Always do it.
Agreed.
Now.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to know if it's good, we're gonna be providing any review. I mean, people that have already watched it, they're not gonna need to hear a review to know if
True.
It's any good. They're
True.
Already gonna know
whether
it's good or bad.
Start with a review and then go into spoilers, or what do you guys think?
Yeah.
We should do a spoiler-free review, I guess.
We could start with a spoiler-free review. We could talk just kind of the basic plot and what we've thought about it.
Right.
Normally, we will talk about an entire synopsis of the film, but we've discovered that can actually take up an entire evening, and we don't even get to our opinions. So,
yes.
Yeah, I think we should just start with our opinions of the movie first. So, I'm sure we're all probably not going to agree on this film.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I'm assuming you guys probably really liked it, and there was a lot of aspects that were just kind of weird.
Yeah.
There was a lot of weirdness to it, actually, I would say. If you didn't really like it, maybe we should talk a little bit of that plot so people know what the story is, and then just the basics.
Thor Ragnarok takes place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
starring
the character known as Thor, the God of Lightning, or the Lord of Thunder, or whatever they call him.
Was it Lord of Lightning at one point?
Shocky fingers.
Sparkly fingers.
We're bad at not spoilers.
We already warned people for spoilers.
I know, but this is supposed to be the spoiler-free part, I think.
Yep.
Actually, I was assuming you guys both liked it. I actually really liked it, too. I was just going to play up just saying I didn't like it.
Right.
Dang.
I was just being a douche.
But, where were we?
We're talking about Thor!
So... Yeah. So it takes place after, I think chronologically it takes place pretty much after everything that has happened so far.
No, it's after Age of Ultron.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
Hulk shot himself away.
Mm-hmm. And Doctor Strange, because
he's
a person.
Thing.
He's a thing now. but it explores the fallout from Thor the Dark World, in which...
such a horrible movie.
Yeah, not the best.
Rated
and we all
the
agree.
Bottom on our chart, except for Nick, he rated it a little higher.
Yeah.
For everyone else on our chart,
but
we have
Nick's
a chart.
Nick's not the smartest person.
Yeah. Everyone else on our chart has Thor the Dark World in the bottom two.
Yep. We have a chart of all the Marvel films thus far. So far, Spider-Man has not been added yet. But
nor has Inhumans.
Doesn't.
Nor has Thor Ragnarok.
True.
Yeah, but if you're going to throw in Inhumans, then wouldn't we have to throw in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, Inhumans was released in theaters.
Oh, I guess that is true.
Yeah.
So we're just talking the first two episodes of Inhumans.
So it explores the fallout of the Dark World, in which Loki is presumed dead and has taken over Odin's position. He's pretending to be Odin, and he's leading Asgard. Pretty big plot point at the end of that movie. One of the better parts of The Dark World, in my opinion, was setting that up.
Right.
So we get a resolution there, and I think it pays off pretty well. Right. From there, we are introduced to the villain, Hela, played by Cate Blanchett.
Right.
Who essentially decides to, well, not decide, but she decides to take over Asgard.
Well, she's been planning to take over Asgard. She just is released because Odin dies.
There's your first spoiler.
So. No, we've already spoiled a lot of stuff, and we said it was spoilers, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it happens pretty quickly in the movie anyway.
It does. It does happen very, very early on.
Although he keeps popping up because, like, you know, spirit form or something.
Yeah,
dreams. He uses the Force or something.
I think so.
It could just be hallucinations.
I mean, it's all owned by Disney anyway, so yeah, they use the Force.
Yeah. Dream sequences, you know, that sort of thing. But anyway, she banishes Thor and Loki, and Thor is thrown onto this crazy...
Does she banish them, or just, like, kick them out of the portal thing? The stupid light thing. What is it called?
The Rainbow Bridge.
Well, not the actual bridge, but, like, they're getting, like, they're going through
it. It's still called the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah.
Or Bifrost.
Bifrost, yeah.
There you go.
I was like, it's not a ring. That's not the word I was thinking of. But yeah, Bifrost.
Yeah, well...
They kind of fly out of it and end up in random places. Yep. Although they end up randomly in the same place, just at different times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, she vanishes. It's a light use of the term.
Right. But. Maybe... Nah, I don't know. We'll get to this later. Go on.
So then Thor has to find his way back to Asgard to, of course... stop Hela from her evil scheme of destroying it. Meanwhile, there's a whole subplot that we think is resolved near the beginning, which is that Thor stops Ragnarok, which in Norse mythology is known as the twilight of the gods, where all of the gods essentially die. It's their apocalypse.
When Surtur comes and destroys Asgard.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yep. And Thor defeats Surtur in the first 10 minutes of the movie, and okay, so no Ragnarok.
Actually, a fairly decent way to start your movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very, very fun way to start
this. This is Thor Ragnarok. We stop at Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. Hi, it's Thor.
Yep. So that's the basic plot. We can kind of...
We'll go into more details here in a minute.
But, yeah, let's kind of start with what you guys thought.
As a whole, I really enjoyed the movie. I don't ever read Thor comics, so I don't even know how close it is to it. Thor's never actually been a character I really liked in the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know a ton of the characters amazingly well. Carl Urban's character, Scourge. Scourge. Wasn't he actually, like, legitimately a bad guy, though, in the comics?
Mm-hmm.
That was one aspect that I thought was kind of weird, because, like, every little thing, he was like, do I do this? Do I not? Am I really bad? Am I just trying to save myself?
To your character, but...
Yeah, but I thought he was supposed to be the guy who's like, yeah, I'm gonna kill stuff. Basically. Woo! Let's go kill stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, and he was that guy until you realize that, no, he's a poser.
Yeah.
But he's got some depth to him, and I like that about him a lot.
I enjoyed his character in this movie, but I was like, I thought as a whole that his character was supposed to be something different.
Mm-hmm.
Generally.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the comics and in the TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
He's generally just Scourge the Executioner.
Yeah.
Sometimes just the Executioner. I think that's what they called him in Earth's Mightiest Heroes cartoon.
I think so, yeah.
Though, I will point out, I would love to have his magical M16s that...
Don't run out of bullets.
Yeah, until he points them at Hela.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it's like, okay, if they would have had like 100-round drum mags on each one of those, that'd be very, very believable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you might have had a 20-round mag in that at most, because they didn't even look like it was a standard 30-round mag. So I was like, I don't know what's going on, but he's magically shooting lots and lots of bullets.
Yeah. It's a good thing bullets can kill...
undead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Well, they're probably like... invulnerable to, like, swords and stuff.
Right.
So, bullets.
Yeah.
No. Their only weakness.
Bullets don't hurt regular Asgardians. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. And those are
true
undead Asgardians.
Yeah. Apparently knives can hurt Asgardians pretty badly, though.
Yeah. Well, those are magic knives.
Very true.
Though, okay. Mm-hmm. I was very curious. Obviously, Hela's probably not worthy. So, like, Mjolnir or whatever, like, obviously had, like, no effect on her, and she shattered it. I'm like, how? I don't comprehend that. I know it was essential for the plot point, probably, but for this movie, but that didn't actually make a lot of sense to me.
Well, I think it's more of just a showing of Hela's power. Because in the MCU, they've already said that Hela isn't just Hela from the comics, where she is the queen of hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've said that she's basically the personification of death.
Well, yeah, she's the god of death.
Yeah. Well, like, she's basically is death in the Marvel universe.
All right.
So she's, like, all-powerful, basically. Because they've hinted at the fact that Thanos will be trying to court Hela instead of courting death like he does in the comic books, which would mean that she's death.
Deadpool married death.
He did, and that's why Thanos cursed him with immortality, so that he could never die and be with her.
That seems like the best thing you could do for Deadpool.
You should see some of his future comic arcs. He's not happy with it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess if you want to be with her and whatever.
Oh, he doesn't even super want to be with her. He's just sick of being alive after a certain point. Anyway, back to this. We were talking about our opinions. Cameron, what was your opinion of it?
I thought it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think it was a little too jokey at times, which was a problem that I had with Guardians Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think too much of the humor kind of cut out some of the emotional and the dramatic moments that the film had. But that was just a small critique that I have for the most part. I really enjoyed it. I thought it had a really good arc for Thor, especially going back and watching. I didn't watch the full thing, but I saw some of the original.
Yeah.
And that was very much, the first film was just a very much coming of age film for him. He was a spoiled brat most of the movie until he finally, you know, has his Spider-Man moment.
Right.
Where he learns great power.
Learns great hammer.
Yep.
Hammer time.
Yep. Because he thinks he's entitled to, he wants the throne because he's entitled to it.
Right.
But he's done nothing to earn it. And then when he does, he rejects it because he knows he's not ready.
Yeah.
Which is a very big, very mature thing for him.
Yep.
And this was a very much a progression of that, in which he's no longer the spoiled kid.
Exactly.
He now
finally
has
earned being ruler of Asgard.
Exactly. And now he has to become the leader. He has to put down his toys. He has to leave his childhood friends are no longer with him, which we'll talk about that a little later. And so it's very much like the most, I think he's become with this film the most developed character in the MCU.
I almost wonder if they went more humorous with this one just because, especially with the Dark World was so kind of bleak at times.
Yeah.
It was just... I enjoyed it, in all honesty. I'm glad they went overly humorous with it. Mm-hmm. I think it, in my opinion, actually made it better.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't think it really took away from any of the emotion at different times. It's just because on the weird garbage planet with the, is that supposed to be like the, like, Planet Hulk type thing? Was that what that was supposed to be like? Kind of
homage
to kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, that was Sakaar.
They said it was Sakaar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know the name of that actual planet.
Yep, Sakaar.
That's I don't know these actual things about mainstream comics that I don't read.
That's the planet.
I know very, very little about a lot of stuff. Though I am kind of sad that they had Planet Hulk and they didn't have Scar.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah. He wouldn't have shown up till later if they were doing a real Planet Hulk storyline and not just making it a Planet Thor storyline.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Scar being the Hulk's eventual son.
Yeah.
Which, just read Planet Hulk. It's really good.
Yeah.
It'll tell you everything you need to know. But no, I totally get that. It was just, for me, it was a little bit jarring to all of a sudden hear Thor talk basically the way we talk, with all the inflections, all of the, actually a lot of slang as well that I guess he would have picked up being on Midgard, but it was just a little weird. It seemed like a really extreme departure from when we last saw him.
And I mean, it could be...
Because he wasn't there during Civil War, so it's not like he's been on Earth that entire time between these movies. He hasn't been, because he wasn't there.
No, yeah. He was...
He's been traveling the galaxy.
Exactly.
He's been trying to find...
Which is one of those things, though, I mean...
gem things, as he says.
Traveling everywhere, I mean, going from Earth and then traveling throughout space and probably talking to all sorts of different people and picking up different things. I mean, it could just be showing more of his growth that he's just not talking how he was before. I don't know. And they might have they could have just overlooked.
Peter Quill's been out there polluting the universe with Earth culture this whole time.
Yeah.
No, that's a very good point, actually.
I mean, I don't know if that's what they were actually going for, or if I'm just kind of looking into it too much. They might have just actually been a simple oversight, and they're like, oh yeah, we did have Thor talking a specific way, and now he's not.
Right.
Yeah. Either way, it is...
It does seem more plausible.
Yeah.
But
it was still fun, and I will say Hemsworth is hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is the most I've enjoyed Thor as a character in these movies.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's probably why I like the movie as much, is because I like his character more now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. From this movie.
So, I wasn't a huge fan of this movie, honestly. I know I'm always the dissenting vote on these type of things.
Usually you're wanting them to... You're a purist.
Yeah, I'm a purist.
You are a purist. So, I mean, you're wanting it a specific way, and it's never going to be the way that you want it.
Yeah. To me, there was... This is the third one. This should be... the most serious. Like, I do like jokes. I want Loki to joke.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Grandmaster to joke, although, in my opinion, he shouldn't have been in this movie. It was a complete waste of his existence and a complete waste of the actor whose name I'm forgetting now.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. Complete waste. No point of him being in the movie at all. Shouldn't have happened. Unless they're building towards a future thing. Like, maybe he's coming back eventually to do something else, but that was just
I know nothing about the Grandmaster.
I'm not actually as familiar with him either. I know he doesn't look like that.
No, yeah. But he's a...
Is he like the Collector?
Yeah, he's the Collector's brother.
Yep.
Oh!
Yeah. And,
okay. The Collector, I've seen in the Web Warriors series.
Yeah, because the galaxy is that small.
They're not physical beings for the most part. They're not humans like they are in this. They're magical. I'm trying to think. Celestial beings.
Celestial beings.
Eternals, is that?
Yeah, they're Eternals. There's the Collector. There's the Grandmaster. There's the Gardener. There's all kinds of different Eternals. And so they keep bringing them down to like the regular level, and it's just like that's kind of a waste of a character that you could use for something else. Like the Grandmaster would have been great to use in a situation where we wanted to try to bring the X-Men over to the Marvel proper universe, because he's been known to do the Tournament of Champions.
Mm, yeah.
Which is something they also mentioned in this, which, again, was an extra storyline that they plunged into this, which was not needed, because they already do those tournaments on Sakaar, and they just don't call them that.
Yeah.
And it's not done by the Grandmaster, so there's no reason to fuse these two storylines together in an unnecessary way. But yeah, to me, too many jokes. I do like Loki being funny. I do like Volstagg can be as funny as he wants, even though I don't think he had a line in this movie. We'll get into that later. The one of the Warriors Three, the kind of plumper one.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think he even had a line.
Ray Stevens or whatever.
Yeah.
He got killed right away. He appeared, died.
But, yeah, a lot of that kind of stuff I didn't like either, because it just kind of happened. Like, there's one part... Let's just get into the spoilers, because I've said what it is.
We've already been spoiling.
So if you don't want to get full spoiler, go away. There's this one part where the two of the Warrior Threes die just instantaneously.
Yeah.
One of them gets one line, basically, and then he's dead. Hela just throws magic knives at them and kills them.
Yeah.
Yep. Played by the same actors
that played them. Who've been doing it the whole time, other than
Thanos was another guy, but
originally.
But yeah, full costume, full makeup. They have like 5 seconds of screen time.
Right.
And that's it.
And then they're dead. But then the third warrior,
the Asian one.
Hogan.
He actually gets a fight.
Yeah.
That I wish they would have given that same respect to all the Warriors three, and then that wouldn't have bothered me.
I would agree with you there.
Just having them killed all of a sudden out of nowhere, like little pwned noobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's one of those things. Okay. Look, Thor had trouble with her.
Right.
So if he's going to have trouble with her, I would think these other ones that aren't nearly as good of fighters are going to be little chode guys in comparison.
In the comics, they are as good of fighters.
Okay.
They're not like perfect like Thor is or whatever, but they're good fighters.
Right. They're not gods necessarily.
Yeah, they're not. They are the Warriors Three for a reason. They're not just regular Asgardians.
Well, I know that. No, okay. The only thing is too, though, it's like pretty much all of Thor's friends died except for Sif. Where's Sif?
Not even in the movie.
No. I know that part did actually bother me.
That bothered me too. Sif? Mm-hmm. Brenda was Sif for Halloween, Christmas.
Yep.
Brenda was Sif for Halloween, and she wasn't even in the movie.
And she had a much bigger role in the last film, and they actually gave her character something to do.
Yeah, and she was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, I was going to say that, but...
My hope is she was on Earth for some reason and didn't die.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Not died off camera, not even mentioned.
I'd always wondered because, you know, with Norse mythology and all the different things like that, I knew that there were Valkyries and everything like that, and I was always kind of wondering where the Valkyries were. I thought Sif was a Valkyrie or something like that, or supposed to be a Valkyrie or something.
In the comics, the Valkyries are something different than what they are in this movie. Even they're kind of
in Norse mythology, they're supposed to take you from living to death.
That's kind of what they do in the comics too.
Okay,
kind of sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if they were going to do anything with Valkyries, and then it's like, oh yeah, they all fought and died against Hela, except for this one that's now a drunk. Which I did love the fact that she's like, hold on, that's mine, and then she falls off the ship.
That was
hilarious, and that was great.
I was fine with her being a funny character, too.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her playful banter with the Hulk.
Yeah.
That was great.
They were great together.
I really wanted her and Loki to get together, honestly, though.
Because
there was a part where they were fighting, where they were kind of flirting. I'm like, ooh, this could be a fun relationship. But then that never happened, so
no.
Who cares? I secretly, in my heart of hearts, I want Tom Hiddleston to stay around forever playing Loki and him to be a good guy at some point. So that's
I
want to see good things happening to him.
Yeah, and we definitely get a lot of that in this movie too.
Yeah,
this is definitely Loki's more heroic,
ish.
Yeah, heroic story arc.
As close as he gets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't deviate from the character too much.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's just kind of a cop out. Like
if they change him too much, then you're not going to like it anyway because you're a purist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are things that are to me are fine for changing. There are things I did not want to see make any jokes that made constant jokes and it annoyed me. Hela, I don't think she should be making jokes. She didn't make a lot, but she did make some.
Did she really make any jokes? I'm trying to think.
I think that was just more her personality.
I think it was just more like kind of almost like sarcasm at times than jokes. Right.
She's the god of hell, so that. But the one that really annoyed me was Korg.
I know nothing about his character. I love that character in the movie, but I know I didn't even know if that was a real character.
He is.
He is.
He's a very important character in the Planet Hulk storyline.
Yeah.
Oh, see, like I said, I know nothing about him. I liked him and the little bug guy,
Meek.
Meek.
Yeah.
I was surprised that they included Meek.
Surprised they included Meek too. I like.
I've also never read Planet Hulk, so I know nothing about these people. Right.
Basically, Korg and Meek were part of the Hulk's war bond. Warbound.
Warbound. Yeah, his little cabal.
Yeah, they fought with him in the arena, not against him. They fought with him and helped him overthrow the planet, basically, when he was in the arena.
Yes.
But in this movie, they never interacted with the Hulk at all. So they're really Thor's war bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which makes sense.
Really. Yeah, but I don't like that. This is like the one thing Hulk gets. Hulk has one major storyline that everyone knows, and we just made it a Thor movie instead. So that was kind of annoying.
Fair.
But
Well, since Ruffalo's taken over, there's not been a Hulk movie.
Well, technically, my understanding is the standalone rights for any Hulk movie still belongs to Universal. So if there was a standalone Hulk movie, it would have to be a Universal-developed movie, and that's the problem. Mm. That's why Hulk doesn't get his own movie.
Okay. That's probably why they took the storyline, I guess.
Yep.
I don't know.
But the rights would have reverted eventually. It's not like Universal's making standalone Hulk movies.
So, right.
I don't know. There's just too much jokes. I wanted some more serious stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said when we did the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 thing, sometimes joking too much takes some of the emotional punch out of it.
Yeah.
Which is why I did like when Hogan died, because he went out fighting, not in a jokey, oh, he just died all of a sudden way. He still showed the respect to that character.
It wasn't, I mean, the other two, it wasn't like a humorous thing. It was just like, oh gosh, she's powerful.
After they died, Scourge immediately made a joke saying he was just the janitor.
Well, he was trying to survive. And
I know.
Because she was like, oh, you've got good survival skills.
While it was made sense for him to say, it's still a joke.
See, I didn't see that as a joke, as in it was just like, dude freaking out like, oh gosh, don't kill me.
Well, all the people in the theater laughed when it happened. That's...
Yeah.
I laugh at things in theaters all the time that aren't supposed to be funny.
And even if it's not supposed to be funny, that's almost worse, honestly. Because if it's not supposed to be funny and people laugh, that's not a good thing.
No.
Well, a lot of society is demented anymore, so...
Yeah, that's true.
And now, I didn't hate this movie. This wasn't like a... Inhumans, or
Thor: Dark World,
I like this better than Thor: The Dark World. It wasn't like a Batman versus Superman level movie or anything like that.
Gotcha.
It's just I was expecting new favorite Marvel movie, and I got
this is definitely my top five.
Top five, really? This is probably my bottom five, honestly. I'll have to look.
I'd throw it somewhere in the middle.
Honestly, this definitely will bump Avengers Assemble out for me.
Yeah.
Might even bump Ant-Man down one.
I think I'd probably put it right about here, which is always good to say for the verbal-only podcast.
Mm-hmm. In between Thor and Iron Man 2. Or Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
See, and I think I like this more than the original Thor by a lot.
I kind of did too.
I don't. There's just too many jokes. And like Cameron said, though, it was a good wrap-up to the storyline, to the trilogy. And Brenda, she's been on the podcast before, she even mentioned how she really liked the fact that in the first movie, Odin sent Thor to Earth, and now it almost seems like Odin knew that this was how things had to go, because now Thor is moving the Asgardians to Earth, because again, spoilers, at the end of the movie, Asgard is destroyed.
Ragnarok actually does end up happening.
Thor and Loki decide to trigger Ragnarok to defeat Hela.
Yep. So
Loki does it. It's all Loki's fault.
To me, that's a smart way to do this.
Oh yeah, that was a great plot.
No way was it story that annoyed me about this movie. It was literally the fact that it was butt packed full of jokes.
Oh, see, and I enjoyed that. I mean, if it would have been a lot more of a serious film.
I don't think I would like it as much.
I don't want
Batman versus Superman serious. I just don't want that many jokes. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, joke away. You have a talking raccoon in a tree that says his own name over and over again. That should be nonstop jokes.
Yeah.
This should have been a little more serious, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but that's just my opinion.
No, that's fair. No, I would agree with a lot of that. Like I said, it was a little too jokey at times. And I definitely think that if they were going to take out the Warriors 3, they should have had a better
epic battle. No point in not having an epic battle.
Yeah, I'm fine with Hogan getting... Yeah.
I would have been okay if they would have extended the fight, but I mean, because in all honesty, Hogan, the only reason he lasted as long as he did was because he actually started talking for a while, because pretty much immediately he was knocked out off to the side, and then he stood up and then died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he...
That's all I needed.
Though. He wasn't even doing much of anything.
Yeah.
And it was more of a surprise attack on the other ones, because they were like, yeah, send us through, and it's like, whoa! And then, boom.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, they were expecting Thor and Loki.
Right. I understand how it logically makes sense. I just don't like it.
Okay.
I'm not saying it doesn't make any sense. It makes perfect sense.
She was expecting to kill whoever she came into contact with, and they were like, oh, our buddies are coming back.
I would have just liked it better if the Warriors 3 were all together at that fight scene when the battle happened. I don't know why they were split up.
I think it was because that character's gotten kind of the short end of the stick. Like, he has the least amount of screen time, so they actually gave him a moment.
Right.
Because he's in, like, one scene in Dark World, and that's it.
Yeah, we find out he's from a different planet or something. Like Dark World, for some reason.
Yeah, that's why there's an Asian in the Norse world.
Yeah.
True. But it was still kind of weird for them to bring back Volstagg and Fandral and kill them without any dialogue or anything.
Yeah.
Which I get that, you know, they're not so powerful that Hela would have not just, you know, taken them off the board immediately. But I feel like if they're going to be in these movies, they should have something.
Right.
I mean, Cyclops getting killed off screen is a better death than what they got, in my opinion. And it's still one of the worst deaths to ever be committed to.
Unless Lady Sif died in this movie and we just didn't get to see or literally hear about it at all, then that's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I would actually feel bad about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cyclops dying in any way is always a good thing.
Right.
In my opinion. I've never liked Cyclops.
I like him, but he is kind of a dick.
You would like how he died in the comics then, I think.
The only Cyclops I've ever liked is from Age of Apocalypse.
Okay.
But he's long hair with the
I don't like the way he looks, but I mean
his attitude.
Yeah. I like the fact that he's like, yeah, I'm gonna kill things.
Yeah. He was cool.
There were a lot of things I liked about the movie. Like I said, I like the story overall. I like the way it happened. I just don't like the delivery of how it happened.
Fair enough. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
So we did talk a little bit about some of the returning characters. We do not get Jane Foster back.
Or her little sidekick.
Or her sidekicks, which they were way too jokey in the last film, and that's what I didn't bother me at all
that they weren't in this movie.
No. it is kind of a shame that they, you know, didn't really touch on that at all.
Right.
We do find out that Jane dumped him, but then he says
they're officially broken up.
Yeah, we don't know the circumstances.
He's like, no, she didn't dump me.
It was a mutual dumping.
Right.
Yeah, it was just like. I loved how he was just like, no, that's not how it went.
So we don't know why it happened. Nope. It probably doesn't really matter, but it's still, she played such a pivotal role in the first two films that it would have been nice to at least, not necessarily get a scene, but at least something, some backstory as to why that happened.
I wouldn't care one way or the other.
Yeah. It doesn't upset me that we don't get it, but I feel like...
I was completely fine with her not being there.
No, me too.
And we haven't really super talked about it yet, but Mjolnir has been destroyed.
Like, right away.
So there's not much of a chance for a Jane Foster Thor to happen now.
Probably not.
Which is good.
Nope. Yeah.
They don't bring it back at all. I thought for sure it'd be back by the end of the movie.
And I think they made a really good reason for it not to come
back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially where during one of the little force happening things with Odin talking to Thor, just like... Oh, yeah, it's like, that was supposed to, you know, hone your abilities and, you know, not to actually be who you are, but help you become who you are.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the big developmental moment in the film is that he embraces being the God of Thunder. He doesn't need the hammer anymore.
Now,
hasn't even gotten that far yet.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I was going to say, and that's another thing I was wondering, it's like, obviously in this movie, Thor loses one of his eyes. Does that ever happen in the comics?
Not that I've seen.
No, okay. He loses an arm.
Yeah, he loses
an arm. I think he still has.
Yeah. I've started reading, Secret Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And he still has his, elf arm. Dwarf arm that they gave him.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was that or if it was like part of the Destroyer armor that they made.
Black arm, so I think it's just elf arm. I think the dwarfs made it for him, like they made the hammer.
Yeah.
I think it's made out of Uru.
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 Whatever you call it.
I don't have good pronunciations for mythical comic book words.
Probably so, no one does.
Yeah.
No, that was really cool that, you know, no hammer at the end, also missing an eye. So that was...
Yeah,
that was
basically kind of... he's become Odin at this point.
Yep.
Because Odin doesn't use a hammer. He even used his dad's spear at one point in the fight.
Yeah, yep. You're right.
Yeah.
So he's Odin now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
So I liked that. I just, again, too many jokes.
See, and I think, though, because there were parts of it that were serious.
Yeah.
And they didn't joke during those parts.
Generally.
So I thought it was serious when it needed to be, and then funny when it was okay.
Yeah. I could see that, but I don't know. It's just like, when you leave the theater, because I went and saw it with my wife, when you leave the theater, a lot of the times when it's a good movie, you're like, okay, let's talk about all the cool stuff that happened. And we left the theater, and it's like, what do you want to eat?
Yeah.
You know? We didn't talk about the movie for like 5-10 minutes after we left the theater. We just set up other stuff. So it didn't stick with me the way Spider-Man Homecoming did, or or Guardians of the Galaxy did, or anything like that. It was just like, okay, we watched a movie.
Yeah. Well, you were also saving it up for now, too.
Yeah, not so much.
No.
I was talking about it with the friends that I went with right afterwards, because I really enjoyed it. Yeah. We all did.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I'll see how I feel after. I'll see it again.
Right. Because that's a thing that me and Nick were talking about the other day. We're looking at the board, and we're like, you know what? It's been time since we put some of those movies on the board now, because a lot of the movies on this board went up as soon as we saw the movies and the orders. You know what? Some of the stuff is different now because it's been time. Mm-hmm. We've actually sat back and thought. We've seen it again on Blu-ray or DVD or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the same ranking as it used to be in our heads now, you know?
Yeah, I think that would be worth doing. I've been planning it since August, really, watching all of them. I was going to do two movies a month because I thought I could actually do that.
Yep.
And that was back in August, and now it's November. So
you haven't done any yet?
No, so I'm going to have to do like 3 to 4 movies a month to try to watch them all by the time Infinity War comes out.
Yep.
So that's still the plan at this point.
And I own them all, except I don't have Spider-Man Homecoming yet, but I own all the rest of them so far.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I don't have Homecoming or Dark World. I've got them all.
Yep. I've got all of these. Nice. Even the ones I don't so much care about.
I honestly don't even know if I own any of them.
Yeah. Well, you can get free rentals, though, right?
Yeah, I can
do your stuff for free. Hookups.
Yeah. Legitimate stuff, people. It's not like weird downloading or anything like that.
Nope. Not illegal at all. Or unethical.
Right.
Probably.
Right.
So
I mean, I do plenty of unethical stuff, just not this.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so we talked a little about the returning characters, those who didn't return.
Right.
What did you guys think of some of the new characters?
I did, like I said, I don't like Korg.
I did, but I know nothing about his actual character, how he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He was not at all like that.
No.
He didn't have an Australian accent.
Wasn't funny.
No.
Didn't understand Earth. Like, Korg made Earth-specific references that he should in no way understand.
Pamphlets.
Yeah. he kept saying, like, he made jokes and stuff that were just themed Earth jokes. I can't remember specifically what they were, but I'm like, how would he know that? He's never... In the comics, technically, yes, he went to Earth with his brothers that one time and fought Thor.
Yeah.
And then his brothers all got whatever. Anyway, we'll go on from there. But he didn't, like, interact with people.
Right.
He fought Thor and lost.
And then Meek was a little bug guy.
Yeah.
And he's running around with these weird knife hands in the movie.
Yeah.
Which was funny, but... He ended up being a villain. Like,
he
messed Hulk up.
He messed
really
some stuff
bad.
Up real bad. Like, yeah.
But again, read Planet Hulk. It's super good.
It seemed like Meek was, because if you looked, he was a larva in this movie.
Yep.
And couldn't talk or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
In the comics, Meek is a bug.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, is this like baby Meek that they
maybe
he's still in his larval form and they just gave him robot arms to fight people with?
I think so.
Because that's awesome.
That's pretty great.
I liked Meek. I did.
And he survives.
He did
still
survive.
The end.
Yeah.
Him and Korg.
Even though they thought he was dead.
that one right. was funny.
Yes,
of course. Like, oh yeah, Meek's been dead this whole time. I'm just kidding, Moran.
Okay, so honestly, if Korg was almost exactly the same, and just made a few less jokes that were Earth related, like if he still said stuff, like if he was more like Drax.
Mm-hmm.
Drax doesn't make jokes except for when he purposely does it, and then he laughs really stupid. But everything Drax says is funny because he's a big brute of a guy who doesn't understand what he's saying. If he was like that, I would have loved Korg.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a deeper voice. Could have still been Australian. I don't care that much. But I don't like him being a comedian, I guess.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been wittily funny or whatever, even mm-hmm. though he wasn't really smart.
No.
I did like that he kept saying, hey, we got the ship. You want to come with us or whatever?
Yeah. We're starting a revolution. Yeah. We got a ship. Want to get on?
Yeah. But if that would have been said in a deeper voice and like he was just saying that because he's this doofus or something,
yeah,
I'd have been fine with that. I don't know. I love the actor who does the voice for Korg. I can't remember his name now, but he's done a lot of stuff I really like. He's actually not Australian. He's from New Zealand, if I remember correctly.
I believe it's the director, actually.
Oh, was it Taika Waititi? Is that the name?
Is that a name?
That's the first time I've heard the name said out loud. I'm pretty sure you nailed it, actually. Sweet.
I thought it was a different guy. I don't know, then. I don't know where he's from. If it's him, then okay. But no offense to the director. I would prefer a deeper voice.
I'll say, no offense to the director. You did a great job. So we had some other characters. Grandmaster,
yeah,
which you touched
unnecessary
on.
Character, in my opinion.
I thought he was brilliant.
Unnecessary.
I loved his character. But like I said, I also don't know much about the characters. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know how these characters are supposed to be.
Right.
Which is probably another reason why I enjoyed it as much as I did. Because I didn't know how much their food brought me things.
Right. the Grandmaster in the comics can just make stuff appear out of nowhere. He's basically a god.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if they wanted this level of character, they should have just made it the guy who was the king of Sakaar when Hulk showed up.
Mm.
Why make it the Grandmaster? You know?
Yeah.
That's just a pointless add-on. And then he's even, like, melted his cousin. His cousin should be a celestial being, because the Grandmaster mm-hmm. is a celestial being. They're Eternals, you know?
Yes, that was Taika Waititi.
I swore it was some other guy. Who's this other guy I'm thinking of?
Were you thinking it was the manager from Flight of the Conchords?
I've never seen Flight of the Conchords.
Okay. Because that's what my friend that I saw it with, he thought that was him.
I'm going to look it up. You guys talk.
Okay.
Words.
Yay,
words. Words, words,
so,
talk better.
You just said talk.
So no, I liked Jeff Goldblum in the part. I thought he was brilliant.
Yeah, I enjoyed his little whatever bodyguard,
yeah, that's
secretary
what
lady thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like he's like whoa, why are you trying to give me the shocky stick of death thing? You know,
the melting stick or whatever it was.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was. That's exactly who I thought it was.
Okay.
Yeah, they all have the same voice apparently.
Nice.
Everyone from that area.
From New Zealand.
Murray Hewitt.
Yep.
That's who I thought it was.
Okay.
That's exactly.
Yeah, you're not the only one that thought that.
Okay.
This could be a Mandela.
I like that actor.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He's a great
he's
actor.
He's hilarious.
Everything I've ever seen him do, and he's a great comedian. He used to mm-hmm. do At Midnight a lot back when I had cable. He probably still does it, but I don't
know
cable.
What that is.
It's a game show that's not a game show.
I think At Midnight's over with.
I think At Midnight.
Yeah, I think
Chris Hardwick was the host. Yeah,
I think it's canceled.
Ah, dang. It's because I stopped watching it because I canceled cable.
That could be.
Yeah. It's all your fault.
It is. It's always my fault.
Yeah. Cody ruins everything.
So, other characters. We talked a little bit about Valkyrie.
Right.
I loved her. I thought she was awesome.
Yeah, she was fine.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought she was a great character.
I didn't have any issues with her that I could think of.
No.
I would have preferred her to be Lady Sif, but that wouldn't have made sense for the story, so.
No.
I want Lady Sif to have more stuff to do. I like Lady Sif. But
yeah, she's great.
No, she was a great character.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't going to die in Infinity War, that would be great.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to die in Infinity War.
Maybe. We'll touch on that near the end, because there was some stuff in the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, other than, you know, the very end one was just
Jeff Goldblum.
That doesn't matter. It's nothing major.
No, that's fair.
That part was garbage.
The end credit, the very end credit scene was funny.
It was
funny. Nothing to do with the story.
Yeah, it was just
I'm getting sick of sitting through the theater for stuff like that, though. Like, Spider-Man Homecoming.
No, that was good.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
And I was just like, okay, well, I was expecting something.
I don't remember.
At the very end, it's just Captain America talking.
Oh, yeah, and then he walks off.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm doing this.
So you sat through a movie credits or something like that.
He's like, how many more of these are you going to get? I do remember that now.
Oh, that's so funny, though.
Put those, like, you can do a goofy one, but put those first and do the serious one at the end. So I feel like I'm rewarded for sitting through the credits.
I didn't understand the first one.
Well, we'll get into that later.
Yeah. No. So do you guys think Valkyrie is the character from the comics?
Oh, no. I think she's just a Valkyrie.
Okay.
Because as far as I know, the character Valkyrie in the comics never had a drinking problem.
No.
So.
Yeah.
So I have no clue what she's supposed to be like because, you know, I don't read the comics.
I think if anything, we saw that flash when the Valkyries were fighting Hela and a different Valkyrie jumped in front of the Valkyrie we know and died. If anything, I think that's probably the Valkyrie from the comics.
That's what I thought too. I thought because she has a real name like Brunhilde.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm pretty sure that was her that we saw get killed.
Yeah.
So and that was interesting that the character we get never has an actual name.
Right.
She's only referred to as Valkyrie, which I thought was actually kind of cool because
she has a number. They call
she
her
does,
by a number.
Yeah, she has a number throughout the film, and then they finally Thor
did they
calls
not
her.
Call her by a name?
Don't think I can remember.
No, they never name her, and I think it's kind of a term of respect that that she takes on the name Valkyrie in the end because it's a role that she dismissed
right
after all of her people were murdered.
Because there's been technically there's one character that is known as Valkyrie. Like, that's her superhero name in Marvel Comics.
Yeah,
but there have been many people who have been Valkyries.
Yeah.
Like,
Daniel Moonstar.
Yeah, she was
who
a Valkyrie
we talked about
for a while.
Last episode.
Yeah, she was a Valkyrie for a while. And then became a Valkyrie for Hela during the Siege of Asgard.
I need to reread that. Yeah. I like that story a lot.
Yeah.
But no, I really liked her character in this. I think she was a lot of fun. Had a good emotional arc also.
Yep.
And hopefully they won't
treat Hulk like a dog.
a little bit. I thought more like a little brother.
Because he's a little brother, yeah.
So, and we should actually talk a little bit more about the Hulk, Hulk slash Banner.
Right.
We learned that they are not only two distinct personalities, but they don't always share memories.
Right, right.
Which was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Part of that made me feel like the Hulk's kind of gone backwards since Avengers, honestly.
I think so too.
To be fair, Bruce Banner is a psychopath. in most of the comics, his mental state is constantly fluctuating.
I think it depends on the writer, really.
Yeah,
what direction they want to take Banner in is who they'll have.
Yeah. But
is he the superhero? Is he the scientist? Is he a sociopath?
Right. Like, what was Avengers, 10 years ago now?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
It's been like 5.
He could turn on and off Hulk whenever he wanted in that movie.
Because he was always angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now he seemingly has no control over Hulk. He jumped out of a spaceship and went splat on a bridge at one point.
Yep.
That
which was
awesome.
Funny.
Oh, God.
It
was horrifying.
It's just like,
it's like, oh, God.
Like,
that's what it would look like.
I like how Junior sniffed him.
Yeah.
Like, huh? He's just like, what's this?
Yep. Yeah, right before Hulk's about to fight a giant wolf,
right,
Banner jumps out of the ship to turn into the Hulk.
Face plants.
Yep, doesn't work out well at all.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Which is a callback to the Hulk standalone movie where he jumped out of a helicopter, tied up, and smashed into concrete, and then turned into the Hulk when he was in the concrete.
Yep. Which that worked.
Yeah.
That was
never seen it.
That was a cool scene.
It was a long time.
That's why it's my bottom ranked movie because I've never seen it.
Yep. I own that too if you want to watch it.
It's worth watching at least once.
Yeah, it's better than the Ang Lee Hulk movie in my opinion, because I can actually see, I can see the Hulk fight.
It's enjoyable to watch.
Yeah,
you don't have Hulk dogs.
Yeah, it doesn't take 50 minutes for the Hulk to show up for the first time in the movie.
True.
Anyway, back to Thor Ragnarok.
Yep, so, anything else on the Hulk? I think he's kind of regressed a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think being the Hulk for however long, 2 years?
He said at least, yeah. And they also talked about how time moves differently on Sakaar.
Mm-hmm.
How, and it doesn't seem like it's faster or slower. It seems like it's just different, random almost, on Sakaar. So he may have been Hulk even longer.
Yeah.
Which does kind of place, like, how long has it been in the timeline compared to the other movies and what all, and that could play into, like, how long has Thor been out searching and doing all this stuff.
Well, with that many black holes above a planet, that many gravity wells above a planet, time's going to move weird.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
True, and I think chronologically, Doctor Strange takes place earlier on.
I believe so, but other people have said it doesn't, so yeah, I don't know.
So I'm not sure. But
in my opinion, Doctor Strange should take place around the same time as Iron Man 2 and on.
Nah.
Or even Winter Soldier, because he's mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, why would they care about him?
Exactly.
So
when he was just a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Not when he was, because he wasn't a magical sorcerer during Winter Soldier.
We assume he wasn't. Yeah.
Is this even mine?
Yeah, it's yours.
No, my Winter Soldier is top one for me.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Because yeah, it's really freaking
good. Yep, it's my favorite.
I did love the fact that he's wearing those stupid yellow dishwashing gloves like he has in the comics.
Yep, and that I wear on Halloween.
Yep. Yeah. They were so ridiculous.
I loved it.
Yep, it
was I liked everything about the Doctor Strange scenes, honestly.
Yeah.
Those were really cool. Mm-hmm. And how he just, like, teleported and, like, switched, because he's in the Sanctum Sanctorum. So he, at this point, it appears Doctor Strange knows how to
control,
knows how to do everything. Yeah. So he's just like zoop, 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 and teleporting everywhere, and like teleporting the building or time or something. We don't even know.
Which, imagine seeing that, how that develops in the next Avengers.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see
that. Unless they depower him, because they're like, oh, we made him too strong in that Thor movie.
Well, then you just power up the villain even more.
That's what you need to do.
Yep.
Because Thanos can do that.
I was going to say, Thanos, especially if he has all the gems in his gauntlet, he's going to be beast.
Well, that's something. Yep. They didn't do an Infinity Stone. There's still one missing Infinity Stone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's going to be the catalyst for Infinity War. Or it could even play into the Black Panther movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Black Panther movie. When's that come out?
That's in February.
February? Okay, I forgot about that.
Yep. Few months before Infinity. But yeah, and like I said, it could be in the next movie. But at least they do take care of one dangling plot thread.
The gauntlet.
Yeah, the gauntlet. Yep.
Yeah, the Hela goes into the vault.
Yeah.
And Asgard just goes fake and knocks it over. It's like, most of the stuff is fake.
Except for the Cosmic Cube,
yep,
which Loki does spend a little bit of time looking at.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he takes it.
Probably.
So, I do want to, this is where I want to kind of address the mid-credit scene.
Right.
At the end of the film, of course, Asgard's been destroyed.
Yeah.
Thor and Valkyrie and Loki, they've taken all of the surviving Asgardians onto the ship that Korg
All the takes. Off-brand Asgardians, I like to call them, the unnamed Asgardians.
Yep.
And Heimdall.
And Heimdall. And
he survived.
We did not talk about him much, but he doesn't play as big a role. I mean, he plays
bigger than Lady Sif.
I was going to say. He bigger plays than any of the other
side
Asgardians. Because, yeah. I mean, like, he steals the sword so they can't use the Bifrost. Yeah. Then he starts smuggling people away.
Right.
And, well, you know,
it's an important role. I'm just saying it's Thor not
Thor keeps,
big,
you know, yeah, talking yeah. to him and seeing different yeah. things and, yeah. like, guiding him. So, I mean, he had a pretty decent sized role in it.
Yeah.
For him, yeah.
Yeah.
True. No, that's fair. I was just thinking, like, it's an important part.
He's not a main
character,
but he is a...
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of screen time, but he did have an important role to play.
Right.
So I was just hoping to see more of him.
Yep.
But, you know...
He'll probably die in Infinity War 2.
Probably. There's still a lot of characters to
kill,
have introduced. Or and to kill, also.
Yeah.
But, no, they're all on the ship, and they're heading, we supposedly, towards Earth. Thor is now leader of what's left
of
his people.
And so he and Loki have this nice little exchange, and all of a sudden, a ship looms over them.
Yep.
Some giant ship, yeah.
Yep. So, pretty sure that's Thanos' ship.
Oh, yeah, like 95%.
Oh, okay. Thanos. Like, I was like, I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, next time we see Thor is Infinity Wars, and we know from the footage they've released that the Guardians of the Galaxy find Thor floating in space.
Yeah, which, like, get it off, get it off, get it off.
Yeah.
Yep. Which does not bode well for...
the Asgardians.
Right. So do you think...
unless that he, like, tractor beams them on, takes them, Thor tries to challenge him, and he just throws them out of an airlock. Right.
I could see it going a couple ways. It could go that way. It could go... Thanos just blows the ship up, and Thor is just one of the only Asgardians strong enough to survive being blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or it could go... Thor jumps out of the ship to go fight to let the ship escape, even.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I also have an alternate theory that could go with that.
Okay.
I think Loki has the Cosmic Cube.
Right.
And I think he's going to barter with Thanos.
Oh.
Or he has been working behind the scenes for him since Avengers.
Could be. I hope not, but could be. Or it could be good, depending on how they do it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, if it's a red herring, and he's trying to win Thanos' favor, but he really wants to take him out, maybe. Right. I would be okay with that, but I am pretty sure that would lead to Loki getting axed.
Yeah.
Which would be really sad, but I think a lot of it's coming,
so...
Yeah, I don't know where... to used to it. As much as I love Hiddleston, too, in the role, I don't know where else you could take him.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, heroic sacrifice, like a legit heroic sacrifice.
Yes, not a Dark World sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't even remember what happens to him in Dark World.
He fakes his death at one
point. Well, okay, I get that. Saving the day. I don't remember what it was.
I don't honestly remember a lot about it either.
Yeah. Because, like, I didn't like that movie.
I've only seen it once. That was with you. That was the only movie we ever watched together, I think.
I'll say, I've only seen it once.
Yeah. But not that memorable.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
But no, that's what I think is where they're heading towards that.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure Loki's got the cube. It's just a matter of if he's going to use it against Thanos or if he's going to give it to him.
Right. Who knows?
Yep.
I want to say that Thanos is probably only even there because he probably has a way of tracking the gems at this point, and the Cosmic Cube in this reality is one of the gems.
Right.
So that's probably why he's there, so I don't think they're going to sneak it past him.
Mm-hmm.
I think one way or the other, that's how Thanos gets that gem.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Also, I wonder if Hela's on the ship. Like, maybe he flew through Asgard on the way there, picked up Hela?
No. Interesting.
Because we see her get hit with a sword and just disappear. But she's also a magical person, so...
Right. Yeah, I don't know if that necessarily killed her. I'm pretty sure that took her out of the game, at least for a little while.
Maybe injured her, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she's dead.
No. I mean, she's a goddess.
She is.
She's Thor's sister. That's the other major thing.
We haven't said that, have we?
Nope, that was the other major thing, is that she's the firstborn. She's Odin's oldest child.
Yep.
Well, we assume oldest child.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which, that was interesting. I was kind of cool with that.
Right. In the comics, she is Loki's daughter.
Yeah.
Excellent. Weird.
A little bit.
Yeah. Which doesn't make a lot of sense, because she's an Asgardian, but Loki's a frost giant.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't understand.
Comics.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, in the comics, she's Loki's daughter and the ruler of Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Thor Ragnarok.
That's Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I enjoyed it. I'd give it a solid 7 out of 10. Maybe higher, maybe even lower, depending on how I feel the next time. But I just liked so much of it that.
See, I didn't hate it, but it wasn't what I wanted, so I'm gonna give it a 6 out of 10.
Fair enough.
No, I thought it was pretty amazing. I still like both the Guardians more than it, but
yeah.
And probably Doctor Strange more than it. So I'd probably say at least an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
And it's been getting almost constant positive reviews, critic-wise, as far as I've seen. I have seen some people that aren't critics not like it, similar to me. But again, I don't think it's bad.
No.
It just wasn't what I was wanting, I guess.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. So go see it.
Yeah.
At least once.
And if you haven't seen it and did choose to listen to this, yeah, definitely go see it. And if you have seen it, go watch it again. It was definitely awesome. And it's definitely one that I could actually see watching multiple times. Because there's a lot of them that are on that list so far for the Marvel movies. I'm like, I don't care to watch it again.
I've watched all of these at least twice. At least all of them twice that are on here. Again, I don't have Spider-Man Homecoming.
Right.
Yeah, so I haven't watched that more than once. But all the rest of them.
No, I've only watched it once.
Other than Inhumans. I've only watched that once because easily the worst.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll never watch it.
Yeah.
To this day, I've actually only seen Ant-Man once. Even though I enjoyed it immensely, I just haven't gotten back to it yet.
I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah,
that was it's good. Freaking awesome.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for the day.
I think so, too. Unless we have any other little tidbits to mention in regards to the movie.
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. I think we pretty much touched base on the vast majority of everything.
I think, yeah, probably. I did want to mention I did like how Scourge went out.
Yeah, I did like that he finally, because I figured when he was on the ship wrapped with the cloak, I was like, either A, he's going to sacrifice himself to save everybody, or he's going to get recognized and they're all going to throw him off the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I know at that point I hadn't seen him dual wielding machine guns at people
yet. And I'd seen that in the previews.
Yeah, so I knew something was still coming for him, but...
That's what I thought, too. But at the same time, there was a lot of stuff in the previews that we didn't see, or we saw different versions of.
Yes. Because, in the previews, Thor had two eyes the whole time. There were scenes that I saw in the previews where he had two eyes, where in this movie he only had one.
And even though the footage was blurry, I'm pretty sure the Infinity War, everything we've seen from that, he has two eyes.
Two eyes.
That could also be they didn't want to spoil what happens in
this. Yes, I think they're doing good at that.
Yeah.
No, overall, I wasn't bored during the entire movie.
Oh, no,
I was never bored. It just wasn't what I was wanting from it, I guess.
Yeah. No, definitely a really good popcorn movie.
Oh, yeah.
Very similar to Avengers in that way.
Yeah.
But just not.
I got everything I wanted from Avengers.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. But, I saw that one the next day again.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so that's Thor Ragnarok. Again, definitely go see it. We will be back next week. I believe we will be talking about the anniversary of Batman the Animated Series.
Right. That's the plan. I haven't written it on the board yet, but that's the plan.
Nope, that's all right.
And then the next week after that, we have our review for Justice League.
Yep, we're going to go see Justice League.
Knock
on
wood.
Yep, which they did show a trailer for that at this.
Yeah.
At my screening and...
Mm-hmm.
It looks fun.
It looks decent.
CG looks real bad still, though.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this movie yet, but...
I'm hoping that they somewhat pull out how Wonder Woman did.
Yeah.
You know, follow that.
Make it more Wonder Woman-y, less Batman versus Superman, and we should be fine.
And a lot of those previews that they were showing for this newer trailer,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, Batman was there, but it almost... Other than showing him with a bat tank? I don't even know.
Yeah, that's the new Batmobile.
But other than that, they didn't really seem to focus on Batman as much. It was, you know, Wonder Woman and Aquaman and Cyborg and Flash.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like what they were focusing on. They weren't really...
No, it was definitely focused on them being a team, but not just... Batman and these other guys, which when we see various versions of the Justice League in like the cartoons,
Us friends. Yes. And these other guys will join us.
I think the success of Justice League will be determined based on whether the movie has a heart. Like Wonder Woman very much had a heart. Diana Prince mm-hmm. cares about humanity, cares about all this stuff. Batman versus Superman, not really a heart. It's just two douches. Punching each other.
Two orphans that bond over the fact that their mom has the same name.
Yeah.
No, okay. I was talking with somebody the other day about that, and they're like, well, you got to realize how much Batman is scarred by the fact of losing his parents. And I could actually see somewhat more of a valid point for, like, him realizing, wait a second, our moms have the same name. Right. Almost seeing it as a way that, like, if I save your mom, it's almost to him, like, possibly saving a part of his mom. Like, I could almost see that now. And it makes a little more sense, because that was always one of the biggest problems I had with that film. I love the Batman going around just killing, using guns, doing whatever. I love that, because I don't like Batman normally.
Right.
So, I was like, yeah, do all this. Oh my gosh, yes, that comes out this month.
I think it's this week.
Is it this week?
It's gotta be soon.
I think it's next week.
Is it next week?
I thought it was Friday.
It's like Friday.
Is it this Friday? Does it come out
on... Didn't we determine it comes out the same week as Justice League?
Like, no, I was thinking it was like the 18th or something like that.
Well, you just said the 18th, which is, that the, is Justice League's the 22nd, so that would be the same week.
Hold on. I'm trying to remember if I still had it.
I don't know. Runaways is coming out, and that
won't. That's not until the 21st.
Nope.
Yeah, because Punisher comes out before that.
Yeah. I think 2 weeks before that.
See, I don't know if it's
I think it's this weekend, guys. We should have looked this up before, though.
Well, we said it in the last podcast.
Yeah, we didn't know we were going to talk about Punisher.
Yeah.
Hell, we didn't know we were going to talk about Batman v Super crap either. But
I'll practice handshakes again.
November 17th. So it's next
week. Okay, yeah.
Next week.
Okay, so it's not. I thought it came out this week.
Okay, no, pretty close. But anyway, next week, again, will be the Batman animated series.
Yep.
We'll be talking about either our favorite episodes or just notable ones that we, whichever ones we decide we're going to talk about. And if there are any that you like that you would want to hear us talk about, tweet us at Nerd Dump Podcast. You can also let us know via Facebook. We have a Facebook page.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we are also all on the Twitters. I'm at Cameron Giefer.
I'm at Viking Honey.
I'm at The Cody Wack.
Yep. So that is all we have for this week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
This has been a Nerd Dump production.